This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Elsewhere in car-related news today, ethanol, the Environmental Protection Agency, says it's going to lift the summertime ban that's been in place on the sale of gasoline mixed with 15% ethanol. Farmers, whence corn and so the ethanol comes, are happy. Environmentalists and gasoline refiners ain't. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
The EPA had restricted sales of this gas, known as E15, because it causes smog in warm weather. But now the EPA says retailers can sell it year-round. Josh Price is a senior analyst at Height Capital Markets. He says this is President Trump fulfilling his promise to help farmers who grow corn for ethanol.
A lot of these farmers are being hurt by his trade policies. So this is, you know, kind of a glimmer of hope that he's trying to provide some corn growers in those Midwestern states.
The EPA says this isn't a political move. The agency describes it as a compromise. But refiners who have to mix ethanol into their gasoline, they're not happy. Derek Morgan with the refiners trade group American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers says smaller refiners will struggle this summer.
Because those refineries don't have easy access to ethanol and they have to buy it from others.
Those refiners may not have to worry. Morgan says his group will file a lawsuit to stop summertime sales of E15. Environmentalists aren't happy either. Benjamin Leard of Resources for the Future says more ethanol could mean shrinking forests.
Some landowners could shift their range or their forest into cropland to produce more ethanol, and then that would have potential impacts on overall greenhouse gas emissions.
There won't be a huge impact at first. One ethanol advocacy group estimates that sales will increase by around 2% over the next 5 years. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.